thoughts and views of the hosts and guests of the CWJP are for enjoyment purposes only. The stories shared here are not real, fake even. Enjoy the show.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine.
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile, yeah. Like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was
pocket. I can't read some of the shit that I read. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Chilling with Juice podcast. I am your host, Juice. If you haven't done so already, we're taking it way back. Follow the podcast on Instagram. I just started posting again. No one says anything. I get why, because I ain't posted in like months. Cool bet. But interact with us. Look at the stories. Share, comment, like, and share again. Follow the podcast on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
We talk back in the comments, yo.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole conversation.
No, in fact, it'd just be us. It's like two group chats. Yeah, do all that great stuff. Today, I am accompanied. I want to make sure I use my words correctly. I am accompanied by just two. It's just three of us today. All right.
We're missing one.
We all missing one. We will do a shot for this, our friend, momentarily. But for who we do have here, of course, we have me. Across from me, I have no nickname.
What it do?
And next to her, who I got, Lizbeth. All right, now. You heard the disclaimer. Hopefully, you didn't skip the first 12 seconds of the show and get to this point. I have jokes, and I thought of this on my own. This is just me. This is just how my brain works. And I hope that no one or group of people become offended by this. Mm-hmm. These are jokes. Relax, my niggas.
Refer to the disclaimer.
Please do.
It's there for a reason.
Yeah. Juice over there pressing buttons. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
This just sent to our local newsroom at CWJP. Carl, are you there?
Yes. Juice, I am here, and you will be surprised to know that we see the CWJP's Alex, and he is what they call strolling. Oh, so that's why he couldn't be at the show today. Carl, is there a chance you can get a word with him? I know he's doing the dip in the shoulder thing. I don't think I'll be able to catch up with him, but I promise you, we will have an update later. Carl, thank you. We'll deal with Alex when he comes back.
Well, that was in from the newsroom. Shouts out to Carl, the CWJP Fox 47 street analyst correspondent. Ladies, how are you feeling today?
I'll go first. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I am like a solid 9 because y'all are funny as fuck.
No doubt.
We bring the vibes.
No doubt. Okay.
We'll do a solid 8.5, you know?
It's good.
Where you at?
I'm feeling all right, man. I'm feeling high eights, low nines.
Oh, good. Yeah, all good.
Great vibrations. Oh, listen, we don't have any random questions today because Alex is strolling. But I guess we're going to talk about some other shit, right? All right, boom.
Bet.
Straight to it, Diddy.
Y'all know I just laughed at your Diddy. That man look rough.
If that's him currently.
Well, yeah.
I think, listen.
You think it's his twin?
No. I'm just saying, like, I don't think niggas is really online, like, yo, Catch me if you can.
Oh, no. You know I saw a picture of, like, his mugshot just now.
What you mean? He locked up?
No, I think it's an old mugshot.
Oh.
I say, damn,
it's like it's an old picture.
They got him. Right. Quick as a motherfucker.
Quick as hell.
But they raided his cribs, right?
Damn.
Right.
Both of them.
The L.A. one, he had dead his sons in handcuffs while they, I guess, looked through the crib or whatever. Fuck Homeland up. Security or some shit.
Yeah.
That seems real. Right. I don't know Homeland Security to do nothing.
But they apparently pull up. The sons got arrested.
Damn. Ain't that name probably
on
some
shit. They about to be my boyfriend and shit. Because his sons is real pretty.
But,
yeah.
Very much pretty.
Well, Al B. Sun's sure wasn't then.
I was about to say that.
Al B. Sure's son wasn't then.
He probably took them off.
Quincy.
Shouts out to Al B.
He probably took them off and was like, yo, don't vote that nigga.
Baby, somebody on Twitter said, Quincy said, Al B. Sure not to be there. Black Twitter takes nothing seriously.
Yo,
and
nothing
I love
no,
it.
Speaking of Black Twitter.
I love it.
So I don't know if y'all been peeping. So basically some white folks tried to call Brandon Scott like a diversity hire, like a DEI hire.
Oh,
some,
that's
some,
what the fuck
the
DEI
white,
mean?
DEI.
I was
diversity,
wondering.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what it stands for.
Yo.
So that is what's going on Black Twitter, too. That's why instead of using the word nigga, they're using DEI. Like, that's my DEI.
I'm not
that's my
hold
DEI.
You. I thought DEI was like the letters that was spray painted on the boat. I don't know why.
Oh, you thought it was related to the
yeah,
ship?
Yeah, I thought it was related to the boat.
No, some whites called him. Because basically, if y'all watch the press interview, one of the reporters was like, yeah, so when the bridge going to be back up? And
he quickly got them together.
And was like, yo, why the fuck you worry about the fucking bridge?
I kind of wish he would not be so professional. Like, just kind of give them the DEI.
Yeah, but they already got a reason not to like him because he black. So he got to.
Well, everybody here black.
And
every nigga
also,
black.
He going for re-election. So he's trying to be on the straight and narrow to give the professional answer.
To give the whites.
But he had to give a quick pause. That's why he said, sir.
Yo, because he's about to read it. He's about to shorty
he was about
him.
To go.
Like,
in.
Yo, what the fuck? I was like, ooh, go
yeah,
ahead.
He was
go ahead,
go.
Brandon. Go ahead, charm dad.
So for the out-of-towners who don't know, was it 2 days ago? Well, by the time you hear this, it's been a while. But 2 days ago from today's recording, a
cargo ship. Carrying cargo from Shein.
Carrying cargo from Shein, Amazon.
And the rest of them.
Temu, all of that, and probably some stolen cars.
Absolutely.
Most
lost power and crashed into the Francis Key Scott Bridge, which brought
Francis Scott Key.
And then what is it? I didn't say that.
No, it's edible.
See, I thought I should have just said
into
Key Bridge.
The bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
The Key Bridge.
If y'all really concerned, just Google bridge in Baltimore that got hit.
Yeah.
And it went down like crazy. The videos look sick.
Yo, yeah. Like fucking Lego.
They show like mad angles. They showed the one angle from afar in the distance.
Yeah.
And it just fell.
They showed it from the front of the ship, the back of the ship, the side of the ship.
And then actually on the bridge.
Oh, that's crazy.
Where like you could see the fire. Yo, it was some of the scariest shit.
Yeah, so rest in peace to the unfortunate people who
yeah, man. Rest in peace. They're just trying to work on the bridge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I wonder what's going to come of that though.
Meaning,
you wonder if they're gonna rebuild it.
I mean, I know that's gonna come, but I would never ask.
yo, the thing is, it's about to be wild because I don't know if y'all saw the cruise ships, which is crazy because right now it's spring break. So I was gonna take Cameron on that 7-day cruise out of Baltimore.
Yikes.
I'm glad I didn't because they docking in Norfolk.
God,
and then the people have got to get back from Norfolk up here because now our port is just
closed
indefinitely.
Yep,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
So,
what if you didn't budget money to get back home? Oh, well, yeah.
That'll
do
damn,
it.
I may start insuring my travels.
I definitely
hit no.
You in the South. You could probably do some things for some change.
I mean,
it's 4 hours up the road, but you got to get up the road.
You got to get up the road.
You got to get a car.
You got to get a rental car.
What if you
now, everybody trying to get a car at the same time.
Right, because that was
you get a 17 passenger.
Car. Hey, if
get
you
mad
smart,
vans.
If you smart,
just get mad vans.
Get a van with a whole bunch of people, collect the money.
Yeah, for real.
No, that's smart, yo. There you go. You know, if you're still in Norfolk at the time that this airs.
If you're still in Norfolk a month later, that's crazy. You live down there now. You live down there.
On the boat.
The port.
They sleeping at the port. They can't go nowhere. They ain't got shit.
And one of them little containers.
Oh, no.
Pause. I'm thinking that was a pause moment.
Anywho, so that's what has been going on Black Twitter. That's that DEI thing. So now,
damn,
now instead of my nigga,
I'm so glad.
Yeah, that's the diversity, so equity, inclusion. Because the whites was trying to play with us. And one thing for sure, yo, Black people, like people
Band
always say,
together.
Like I'm not like my grandmama's slave. We are not.
No, we're not those slaves.
We're not those type of slaves. Like I'm telling you, these motherfuckers that was born after 1990. We wouldn't even got on the boat. We'd be asking all types of questions.
No, facts.
Speaking right. in our tongue, revolving around them. Bitches facts. Be out here shaking ass for distractions.
Baby, you going to have to kill me in my homeland before I get on that
before
boat.
Before I get on that fucking boat.
Like, what did they tell them they were getting?
Right. Like, how did it all come about?
What do you mean?
Like slavery?
No, I'm not leaving.
I feel like because they didn't have guns. So I feel like, y'all know I was a psych major. Y'all know I'm all about psych. Mm-hmm. So I think it played into like groupthink, right? So like you as a group want to revolt together, but then like they kill the strongest one, the outspoken one, and they're like, damn, if they can off him, then let me just relax. Let me chill out because you don't know what's on the other side. Like you didn't know once you got on that boat,
right?
That you might have died on that boat and then be thrown overboard. You're like, all right, man, you know, maybe you thought it was a cruise. Maybe that's what the slaves thought.
They didn't know what the fuck a cruise was.
They didn't know. That's what I'm saying. 14,000
years ago.
I'm saying, so they didn't know what was going on with that boat. They just like, all right, these white men then came off this boat with the silks.
Who created the word cruise? Like who said, yo, about to take these niggas on a cruise?
Nah.
Like, who was the first cruise?
Not the slave owners. They told them niggas, you going on this boat.
Pronounce who the fuck created the word boat?
It probably has like a Latin root or something that we just don't know about.
Yeah, most some of them Eastern do. European
Anywho,
bullshit.
All I know is the niggas of today, we ain't doing that shit. Because think about during COVID, right? We saw these niggas put on masks. And these niggas, why? Why are we wearing masks?
Asking questions about everything.
So imagine
still
right
got on Pooh Shicey's. That shit's scary. Pooh Shicey's up. Like, yo, listen. Seriously. If I go anywhere and there's a young person, period, with a shicey on, I'm out.
Oh, I'm with you. I walk into an establishment with multiple shicey's on, that's not the one for me.
A group of shicey's?
Yo. Because they be having the blicky. Speaking of the blicky, I got a letter from Cameron School because these two kids was having a conversation. Ooh. And the little boy told the other girl that he had the blicky. And the letter was basically explaining to the parents that there was no gun, but that our children may come home asking us about blickies. My child is me dead in my face. We chilling, right? And she's like, Mommy, can I ask you something? And I was like, oh, this bitch with the fucking shirts. I was like... Did you ask your dad? No. I said, you want to call dad? No, I just want to talk to you. I said, all right, cool. What's up? She's like, what's a blicky? I'm like, a grizzly? Like a grizzly bear?
It's crazy.
And she's like, no.
Now, you know, good and damn well, she is smarter than
she
that.
She said, the boy at my school said he had that blicky and then he got in trouble. And I said, well, it's like a water gun, but it shoots bullets. And she was like, huh? And she was like, so he was like, going to shoot us like an active shooter. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I was like, you know what? Probably old enough for this conversation. I said, but he ain't have it, Cameron. And she's like, so why did he get in trouble for a joke, Mom? And now I know. Now I'm waiting for the email from the teacher because I know my child won't use the word.
It's coming.
Oh, no.
It's coming. I know my child won't use the fucking word. I know she is.
I got the blicky.
Or she going to be like, me and my mom talked about blickies. Or she going to be like, I saw a blicky on Netflix. Like, I know she going to use it in a sentence.
I saw a blicky on Netflix.
I know she going to use that shit in a sentence.
She's going to make sure it comes up in conversation.
Yo, she is. She going to gear the conversation.
I'm thinking like.
Around using the word blicky.
If that was to happen to me.
Kids are funny.
Like my kid coming to me like, yo, dad, what's a blicky? I probably like I want to be still for a minute. Like I won't move. Act like he can't see me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping my back is towards him, so like I can make all these strange faces to him. Like, what the fuck is what? A blicky? Then I'm like, you know what, son?
There comes a time in a man's life.
Comes a time in a man's life where you gotta threaten another man with the blicky. Now you did wrong. Especially if you don't have said blicky. You know, because what if he got the blick blow?
Right. You shit out of luck.
You blicky, what's the word I'm looking for?
Blicky fronting.
Yeah, but that's not the word. You blicky bluffing.
Hey,
you
know
blicky
bluffing.
Now you
blicky hella niggas be blicky bluffing.
Blicky a lot of niggas. Yeah. I don't know because these little young niggas is crazy. So I'm gonna take they
not
blicky
talking about the older
niggas
probably.
Oh no, fair.
Now the ones with the poo shiesty, they do not be blicky bluffing.
I'm like I be seeing like, you know how they show in the news like, the Kia like people with Kias getting robbed or just people getting robbed in general, right? And they be down like Federal Hill, which is a nice part of the city, and they all like the white women just be getting hit over the head like. and they just crumble like
no in slow motion too.
Like, you bitches ain't got no, and not just the white women, but like white men. Like y'all don't have like nothing in your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Let's say yo, no, this hit didn't hurt.
Let me move.
You get hit and you fall. You just crumble, and then you get robbed, And then you get on Fox 45 News, and you tell us your story. Mm-hmm. And somewhere, somebody always got a Ring camera pointing right at your ass getting hit the motherfucker.
You know, she videos be funny
right
shit.
There. She getting hit in the head. Boom.
They don't have
she
fight falls. Or flight.
The dog don't even help your stupid ass. the dog running around in a circle chasing his tail while you getting mugged. Right?
No, they be taking the fucking dog and selling that shit on Craigslist.
No, they be taking a dog.
Yo, they be taking the dogs now. They be like, oh, this a purebred shit zoo.
Baby, they don't care what the fuck and what kind of breed it is. They said this a dog. I know people want dogs.
I'm not going to hold you, yo.
I can sell a dog.
If you hijack a woman for her Yorkie, call me. Call me. I will take the stolen Yorkie, yo. I'm not going to lie to you. If that bitch got a chip, I don't care. Listen, nobody better not ever knock on my door. Because I bought a stolen dog, and it had a chip in it, and you can see it at my crib.
They're gonna make you give it back,
Jeremy. Yeah, you're not. That's my Yorkie.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, first of all, we're gonna stand
on the sidewalk, and then I'm gonna call little Tabitha.
Who the fuck is Tabitha?
That's her name. That's the Yorkie's name. Oh. And then you can call it whatever you want to call it. And I'll be like,
you going to call your dog's name from outside the house?
No, you're both going to go outside and you're going to see the dog.
No, you know what?
I'm going outside and I'll shut the door right behind you, stupid ass.
No, because white people do be doing weird shit like fucking surveillance and shit. Like, I'm gonna wait for this motherfucker to go on a walk. Like, it has never crossed my mind.
And call the cops.
Yeah, it has never crossed my mind to like follow someone's location.
Because why?
In my grown age, like in my younger age, I'm finna pull
because
up.
And I'm nosy as hell, but still, why?
They have no fear.
And that's why they be getting crumbled by the blickies.
Exactly, and there you have it.
So,
because I be scared.
You come to my residence saying, hey, I believe my dog is there.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe, I know.
Oh,
they gonna show you on their phone, they gonna be like, you see this little dot? That's Tabitha.
That's what's up.
She's right here.
I'm closing
on your leg.
The door.
He said, that's what's up.
I'm closing the door. That's it. The conversation is done. Okay, so let's say next step is you call the authorities on me.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so here I go. I don't have to open the door. So now it's you and the authorities on the other side of the door, not getting in or access to this dog.
She gonna cry white tears.
Cry him out there with the white police
officer.
She's
gonna be like, there's a big black man.
Sure am.
Tabitha.
In the house.
He's black. He's like 7'8".
Yep.
300 pounds.
And I got the blicky.
And he threatened me.
Yep.
Poor Tabitha.
So now, again, you, the white woman, and the three officers that are there, how are you getting in?
Knocking the door down, yo. They calling the fucking SWAT team.
Fucking four pound Yorkie.
She's gonna be like, he has drugs in the house, officer. I saw them. I saw the cocaine. I saw the cocaine. I saw the crack.
Whoa, baby. Listen, there's a lot of things.
They gotta go to the extreme drugs.
What I've also learned in life is you play with nothing white.
Yay,
there you go.
That's good advice now, children.
You great don't play advice. With anything white, especially that white lady who thinks she getting my brand new dog. She's not getting that.
Oh, poor baby. I hope y'all get your dogs back, but not from Juice's.
Not
house.
Me. Right. If I bought the dog from that thief, that's my dog.
Take it up with the thief.
Yeah, take it up with the thief. Get that's on Fox 45, start a GoFundMe, because this one's mine. I don't go back to the breeder, bitch.
They
this
just want
one's
Tabitha
mine.
Back. Tabitha's been in the family for four and a half years.
Yeah, named Cookie now. And she answers. Because I hold cookies when I call Cookie. So we train her to know her name. Cookie's her name.
He's a smart man.
Huh?
That's smart. I ain't gonna hold you.
And come here, Cookie.
Yeah.
Boom. Right there. I got cookies in the sleeve. You're crazy.
That's a black dog name.
I got cookies in my sleeve.
Speaking of black dogs, do you follow the Instagram page, like Melanin Pets or whatever? Mm-hmm. I love black animals. Listen,
there's an IG page devoted to black people and like the interaction with their pets. So it's called Melanated Black Pets, something like that.
Okay. And I love when black pets have like full names.
Yeah, middle.
Kyle had a full name. His name was Kyle Simba.
Let me tell you something. Fuck your dog.
Fuck you.
Fuck your dog.
This is not my dog. Don't fuck with you. It's my dog. Don't because he's a real one.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. If my dog could carry a blicky, he would shoot you. No, no lie.
First of all, your dog. First, fuck your dog.
Yo, my dog be thinking that he's like a Doberman.
No, Kyle think he like 95 pounds.
Her dog's name is Kyle.
Kyle Simba Watts.
Had me confused for
a while. His daddy did sign the birth certificate. Kyle Simba Watts.
The fuck is his father?
My baby daddy.
I mind my business. Wait, listen.
My baby
listen,
daddy.
Don't hit me out. Listen. I want from moving forward. If I ask a question, I'm giving you pause to think of a lie. Or not answer it because remember, it's the problem is I know shit
and you don't want to know
and I don't.
Let me tell you something, ladies. He don't really fuck with you if he don't let you give the dog his last name.
What?
He don't. He wanted the whole family with me. He wanted to give the dog the last name. Got that little nigga together.
What?
That's our second child. He loved
what?
Me.
I love you too.
What, yo? What's your dog last name?
Watts.
Fuck Mr. Watts. Fuck him.
I don't mean that.
He's a horrible dog. All he did was bark at me, yo.
Because he don't with you.
He don't know me. Have
seen, he don't like strangers.
Seen the interaction between Kyle, the dog.
And I was just trying to pet his stupid ass.
Yo, Kyle scratched the shit out of me. Cause
trying to run
ass.
From me. Soft ass.
Trying to fucking touch him. I'm like, please don't touch my dog. She's like, no, I'm trying to interact with him. I'm like, he don't.
He ain't even want to sniff. He not a real dog.
Yo, he don't want to sniff shit. He just want to bite.
And then when Liz put him down, he ran.
And then jumped on my leg because he wanted me to pick him up. So he
not like
him
that. So he not like that.
He wanted to be eye level with you.
He not like that because, you know, I'll stomp his little ass. I wouldn't. But another dog like that, I'll stomp his ass
because
out.
Because for those who don't know, Kyle is a Chihuahua?
He is a Chihuahua.
Like 35, 40 pounds maybe?
No, not even that. Kyle I didn't think so. Like 11.2 pounds.
Oh, my damn. I was trying to be so nice.
He only 11 pounds.
Hell no.
Damn.
That's a big little 11-pound dog.
Yeah, because he's skinny.
He fat.
You fat.
You got a little, you got a fupa. Your dog got a fupa.
Don't come from my fucking
That's
dog.
Crazy. All right, so and listen.
Anywho.
This was happening, right? What's going on today? I saw something on the internet, the World Wide Web. I don't know if I doubt if I sent it to the group chat. I sent it to Kay. Because we were supposed to have a fucking full house here, mm-hmm. but our good friend decided, hey, I want to go to lunch.
Happy hour.
To go to happy hour.
He wanted to keep scrolling. Y'all know they got that Instagram challenge going on.
Hey, yo,
what
listen.
Instagram challenge?
The jokes that are being presented by Liz are the thoughts and jokes of Liz and Liz only.
Yo,
I have already told my jokes. My jokes are done for the day.
Juice got all the jokes, y'all.
Highly doubt.
He's sending me the jokes with his brain, and I'm just saying. Let me not say that. We ain't got no telekinesis. Let me rewind it. It's crazy.
He never responded. I asked him, did he hate me?
He busy at happy hour.
We having a good time.
Yo, all right. I sent Kay a video. And the video was something about 10 things that...
It was 30 things.
Well, I asked her to pick 10 between y'all two.
Oh, okay.
It was 30 things that, like, a woman could say that were really, like, or a man shouldn't deal with it. Something along those lines.
What was it, like, 30 things a woman
shouldn't say to her man?
Yeah.
Or a man.
I ain't gonna lie. She went to, like, number 4, and I instantly got triggered, right?
Damn.
So I'm like, cool, this would be some good shit to talk about. Let's bring my trauma to life.
We love that for you.
Right? So I sent it to, okay. Like, yo, y'all, boom, boom, boom. Y'all can ask us, but since there's no us, I'll hold us down because I'm the representative for the man side.
So you gonna tell us how it makes you feel when we say this shit?
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you how it makes me feel and my response.
All right, well, with the first one. All right, Kay, you and Juice in an argument. Juice say some shit. You ready to clap back? What's the first thing you saying?
Ooh, clapping back. Hold on. I gotta go through my list. I don't know which one now. Oh well. If you really piss me off, if you done did some shit, you're lucky to have me.
All right. How I will respond or how I feel first?
How you feel? How does that make you feel as a man when she say you lucky?
He don't give a fuck. So he gonna
No. I'm bringing my trauma.
Okay, we're gonna let you cut. We're gonna let you speak.
To the front street. How would I feel? Mm-hmm. In my head, because I wouldn't say it. Then I wouldn't say it. Fucking bitch. What? My response would be, why would you say that?
But why is that a trigger? Because are you not lucky
that
she's
I'm not a
trigger.
Shut. No.
She's a blessing in your
Get
life.
Get the fuck out of here. No, she's not. She's from a stressing in my life. I'm sure of it. I'm fucking sure of it. But why the fuck would you say that stupid shit? You're lucky to
because
have me.
Gonna
bitch, what do you
because
mean?
You pissed me off.
No,
and I know
how
it's going
to
irritate
you.
You
know that nigga? Like, that nigga a fucking bum. He don't even deliver the fucking
I'm
mail.
I'm lucky to have you? But what does that even mean, yo?
It means you lucky. That's a blessing in your life.
It means you leveled up once you got with me. Sure did.
Leveled the fuck up. Because you was dating Dusties before.
All right.
You ain't never been out the country. So I took you on a cruise. We have been here,
if
there,
if Dusty
the
is my type, then you would be Dusty.
No. But Dusty's not your type. Dusty is what you were before you got
with
me.
So how did I get you if all I saw was dust?
Because she liked to save niggas.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a personality trait from Kay.
Okay, so you are Captain.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I love you.
It's Captain. Okay, all right. That one didn't trigger. I'll let you know when I'm getting triggered.
All right. Those are not edibles. That has, sorry, y'all. He done grabbed my gummies. That's alcohol.
No sirskies? No sirskies.
All right, Juice.
Yes.
Me and you in an argument.
Okay.
I asked you to do something basic.
Okay.
Basic.
Got you.
Put the trash outside.
Got you.
I'm looking at you.
After y'all both worked.
After
y'all,
we both worked.
Y'all both. She went to the office. You over there. You were out all day.
You sit down. You playing Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. And then I say, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Cool.
Is that a trigger? That was on the list.
No, that don't trigger me. No, no. Cool. Actually, when you said take the trash out and I'm playing a game, I didn't respond. And when you said. And when
no,
when
you
I
said
did,
you said I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
No, you said I'll do it.
So how long.
Because
did,
you know it's trash night.
How long did it take for you to come back? Mm. And say, never mind, don't worry about it. So we missed trash day. So you're pissed now.
Yeah, I'm pissed. That's why I said it. That's why that's why I looked at the trash and said, you know what? Never mind. I do it myself.
All right. I'll be like, yo, babe, my fault, babe. Shit was crazy on the game.
So not a trigger?
No, it's not a trigger.
Okay.
Like, I forget to take the trash off of my damn self all the time.
I'm bougie. The trash is picked up from my door. So that's why it would piss me off. I ain't gonna hold you because you only got to move the trash right in front of my door and they pick it up from
but
front of my
the
door.
But the game was going crazy, man kills.
Never mind, I did that shit myself.
Mad so why didn't you do it?
It's not about
what.
It's not about you because it never ended. It was mad kills.
You had to come to bed. It's the next day.
That's what I'm saying. When you
but
to
I came
sleep.
Mad late, yo, and I was exhausted at that point.
But you could play the game.
You're walking past the trash.
Yeah,
you could play the game.
You know, fast. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, alright.
Because it was mentally, I needed.
Never mind, I do it myself. Okay. It's definitely never mind. I do it myself.
I mean, I'm sure that I ain't getting none now if I came upstairs and tried to.
Nigga, you wasn't getting none before. You was playing Call of Duty and tired and shit.
Oh my God. It's crazy what y'all keep the
yo,
pussy for.
You know what you're getting?
Because
you're getting
I didn't take the trash.
No, you're getting some head, but I'm not going to let you come. Like, right when you're about to come, I'm like, my throat was tired. And then you're going to be like, let me hit it. I'm like, no, like, my thigh hurts.
And that's
too.
Fine. And that's
I'm
fine. Sleep. It's fine. Come back as a motherfucker.
What the fuck you gonna do, nigga?
You won't know.
Horny in the trash in the damn house. And I'm gonna take the damn trash out the next day.
Well, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. Take the trash out because you also live here, too. Yes, take your trash out, sir.
But
thank
you said
you
would do it when I asked
okay,
you.
Okay, and I did
I
mean
said the
that.
Bag is heavy.
You said,
babe, I got you. Yo, stop trying to carry them heavy ass bags.
I never said that.
Okay, go ahead to your next one.
I never said don't do for yourself.
He's not a gentleman. Where's Alex at?
Do for yourself.
Where's Alexander?
Strolling.
Hamilton. Go ahead.
Doing a shoulder dip.
Please.
And a hand clap.
He's gonna do it.
I waited for him to do it.
Okay. Set the scene for Hugo.
Okay.
Right. Eyes closed.
We in the apartment.
Okay.
Something breaks. Mm. Hypothetically, the kitchen drawer breaks.
Okay.
Simple, easy fix. Mm-hmm. You try, you can't get it. Or you just look at it and be like, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
You just
look straight at it and don't even give it the effort. You look at it like
basic shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to unclog the toilet.
So I just look at you like, you don't know how to do that?
And I'm gonna look at you with the same energy. No, I don't.
Yo.
The fuck? That's what I said. I literally just said I do not.
But it's simple. Like you're not gonna try to look it up.
Tim the two man Taylor, you fucking fix it. The fuck? Yo, don't get the fuck out of here with all that sassy shit. Fix it then. Fucking fix it.
He's a man.
Fucking fix it. You want to be, you already took the trash out, fix the kitchen drawer.
Come on. I fucking can't do man shit.
Come on. That's not man shit. That's living shit.
That's hilarious.
Fix this bitch.
All
did
right.
You break it?
No.
Because I was in the kitchen earlier and this
it
motherfucker was fine. You pulling on shit
no.
Mad hard.
Like the little handle came
you
loose.
Pulling on shit. That's why it's broke your strong.
You know why
ass.
I put it hard? Because I'm mad as shit and I take this fucking trash out.
Well, here you are. Now something else is broke.
Ass.
Now something. Well, look, will you fix it with your stupid ass? And I'm walking away.
All right.
I'm going to get the last word.
All right. Next one.
I don't give a fuck.
Next one. Me and you talking. Me chopping it up. I'm talking about y'all trying to go to Croatia, you know, for Kate's birthday. Bada, 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 bada. You talking about you trying to go too. And I look at you and I'm like, you don't make enough money.
Hey, yo.
Fucking Croatia.
All right, cool. How cool. I'm not triggered by that. Just won't put that out there.
Your face
but my
triggered.
Neck will go back crazy like, what?
Like, damn.
Bitch, why would you, again, why would you say this?
Because you're trying to go to Croatia. You can't afford
with
it.
With you.
But you can't afford it. What do you think? I'm going to
pay for you? I can go with us if I put my money in with
but
your
you
money.
You don't
we
make
can't
enough
go.
Money.
I don't make nothing.
You don't make enough for Croatia.
Yes, I do. If you have some, we could.
I mean,
don't the cheap. The trips go down when you book multiple people, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to want to fly to Croatia on Spirit, and I'm going to want to fly on Delta One. Like,
really?
I want the leaf
flights. Well, listen, if you're paying the money, we can fly wherever the fuck you want to fly.
You don't that's make enough problem. Money.
No, I'm not paying
the money.
Why?
I'm
not your man. I'm not your man's. What type of shit is this?
Yeah, but you're not my son.
What you mean?
Why would I pay for you? You're my kid.
All right.
You don't make enough money to go to Croatia.
I'm capping, right? I would never ask to go with y'all. Facts. Because when you outside this motherfucking house, I got this laptop open. I'm finna lotion up. We finna go crazy in here. Like, Croatia, go ahead. You in Croatia for the girl shit. I don't give no fucks. Go to the moon.
You can't afford to go there.
Go to the moon. That's why I'm staying home. Listen, telling me I don't make enough money. I don't care, bitch.
It's just facts.
Not you the bitch. But the hypothetical bitch, I don't care.
But it's facts.
And that's fine.
But you upset.
But you, I'm not.
Why
you
yelling?
You know I don't make
Why
no money.
Why you yelling at me? I just said you don't make
you
no money.
You know I don't make no money and you still fuck me.
Because you said you wanted to come on a trip. You said you wanted to come on a trip.
That says a lot about you.
You said, I'm trying to go to
you
Croatia.
You picked the broke nigga and kept him. That says a lot about you. Yeah, I came up.
I kept him in America. Not in Croatia. You can't come if you
Do I have the ability to get my passport?
You don't make enough money to afford the flights. You don't make enough money.
But the most flights are cheaper than the passport.
Huh?
Not necessarily.
You can find a $112 flight to Puerto Rico.
To Croatia?
No, I said just out of the period.
We're going to Croatia. No,
baby, do your thing. Baby, do your thing. Baby, go to Croatia. I don't give a fuck where you go.
Let me address that real quick.
It's okay. I don't
care. Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
But he is technically.
You don't need no passport.
Technically, I just said out of the country.
That's not out the country. That's still part of the U.S.
But nigga, it's Puerto Rico.
So it's going to Hawaii out the country?
Couldn't tell you. Never been.
But Hawaii is also an island.
I don't know.
So it's going to Hawaii out the country?
Maybe to some.
Not the niggas.
Have you ever dated? You ever dated a Baltimore nigga? You take a nigga to Puerto Rico, you can't tell.
No.
You ain't never dated a nigga.
I don't like Baltimore niggas.
You ain't never dated a nigga.
Not a nigga that thought Puerto Rico was out the country.
Yeah, I ain't never did that.
To a West Baltimore man, Puerto Rico.
I like West Baltimore man than I made it out of West Baltimore. I can't be your first out the country trip.
Why?
Because I'm bougie.
What that mean?
You gonna want to stay on the resort, and I'm not gonna want to do that.
You anti resort?
No, but I'm all about exploring, baby. I'm trying to be outside.
What you mean like reside
because,
on?
No,
the
because sport? You spent because the resort is all inclusive. So sometimes the niggas go out the country.
Oh, I'm with them.
They be like, we in an all inclusive resort. Why do we have to leave the resort?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm with
them. And I'm like, because I want to do other shit. Like I want to go. You know,
because the resort gets boring.
Or not very quickly. I see you when you get back.
Absolutely.
You don't make enough money to come, so I ain't gonna
lie. Liz, what is your next one?
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, no, it's on you.
Damn.
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
What's your next one?
Damn.
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Set the scene. No nickname.
All right, close eyes.
Me and Juice in a relationship.
And everybody out there, close your eyes too. except don't drive and close your eyes.
There we go. In a relationship, we out at dinner. Your homeboy from way back when come to the table.
The fine homeboy.
And be like, yeah. Come to the table.
Glad all my niggas are.
Come to the table, dap you up. Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute. How you been? Da 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 da. Chop it up. You introduce me. Cool. That he leave. I look at you and I was like, your friend is so handsome.
Handsome.
I wouldn't do that. That's hella trifling.
That is never happened to me. I don't know I would react to that.
She's made him a compliment.
Okay.
That's your friend.
Have I eaten?
Appetizer.
Yeah, I was about to say appetizer.
The entree hasn't come out
have
yet.
Have I had a drink?
Maybe
we've
one.
Been sipping.
Yeah. We've been sipping. You say this to me?
Yeah, because he was handsome.
Yeah.
She said that in passing.
I gotta leave, yo. I ain't going. I gotta go.
Why?
What are you doing?
We drove together.
Yo, if a bitch with a fat ass would have walked by, you'd be like, yo, that bitch fat as shit.
I would not do that. I'd be thinking that. But I would not openly say that.
Yeah, to openly say it is outrageous.
Crazy. So you just gonna
like
sit? So we sit.
I love fat asses.
And
so we gonna look together.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean.
But no one's talking. It's a nonverbal exchange of communication.
So what about if we both looking at an ass? I'm gonna be like, babe, did you
see that?
That ass?
You told one of you told me that he is. Say what you said.
Yo, he's handsome.
Your friend is so handsome.
Oh, so that's two or more. That's two or more O's in the so.
I'm
thirsty at that point. Why you so?
Because he's handsome.
Why you so though?
Because he's
chill,
so
bitch.
You
wait
handsome?
Wait till you hit the group chat. Have some decorum.
Yeah.
You don't have any decorum. I know women like other men when they have men.
So now you want me to be honest because I'm gonna be accused of lying and shit.
No, I'm the first one to tell you lie to me.
He is.
I'm very easy to cheat on and very easy to lie to. Do both. Mm-hmm. Okay, if don't come
notes for
friends,
the females listening.
Your friend was so handsome.
He's so handsome.
I beg your pardon.
I didn't say yo, that nigga fine. That nigga look, he got that dick.
Either way, the way
again,
you
said again, I beg your pardon.
I beg your Negro pardon.
I want to be very respectful with you because we've been sipping. I don't know what your tolerance is. You must be drunk. You gotta be drunk out your mind.
I ain't that drunk.
When I saw this on the list, I was like, who?
I wouldn't say that shit to my nigga.
I saw it on the list. I'm like, who does this?
I feel like a situation where she's trying to be petty on purpose.
Yeah, she's trying to be petty. They just got in an argument.
Not even an argument. You know what it is? Like, because the only reason I would ever say that is if, like, a nigga I'm really feeling, I feel like he did some foul shit in front of me, and I'm like, some get back shit.
Understood. That's
and once again, yeah, here I get go back. Knowing shit.
I would do that. I'd be like, yo, your homeboy fine.
It don't stop.
Yeah, see, in that instance.
Followed him on Instagram.
In that
already.
Instance, I understand. Now, homeboy fine as fuck. Just like on a regular, nothing happened before that.
You gonna take a shot of Melody?
No. You said you weren't drinking.
But y'all won't stop.
I didn't do anything.
Y'all?
Yes.
I didn't say anything.
You said. Good point. I seen the arm tap.
The arm tap.
Oh. You seen it, right, nobody else one. Did.
Juice. Damn. You at work.
Okay, I'm at work. Oh, God. Go ahead.
You at work.
I'm drinking for this.
You at work. You walking around avoiding dogs and shit.
I know what's coming.
You know, we ain't had no beef. I even let you hit this morning.
Period.
But then at 1 p.m., I text you. We need to talk.
Yep.
Nothing before, nothing after it.
I guess that was the one. Triggered.
Oh, that was a trigger. Nothing before, nothing after. Just, we need to talk. Oh, you know what? We need to talk when you get home.
All right, bet. Check this out, right?
Why don't men like that? We just say we need
because,
to talk.
Because.
We just got to talk.
Because we don't.
We do. We need to talk.
We do not.
You don't even know what the talk is about.
Then what the?
We need to talk. No, because you say you don't like to text all day, right? You like to do your job and just like, you know, listen to podcasts and just walk around and shit.
Right. So I don't want to
bother you. I'm just letting you know, like, yo, don't go to the bar. Don't go past go. Please come straight home because we need to talk. We need to have a conversation, my man.
All right, bet, right?
Why is that a trigger to men?
It's a trigger to men because if we needed to talk, why couldn't you talk at that particular moment? You texted, you could talk it.
Because you at work. You said you don't like to text all day when you're at work.
But you knew that when you text, we need to talk.
So I was just preparing you.
I just had
you.
To let you know.
No,
come
you
straight
don't.
Home. We
I
need
can tell
talk.
You. Has no one listened to me?
Come straight home.
Y'all
don't
listen to me, y'all.
No, we listen. You like to be lied to.
No, on mothers.
You know why we don't listen?
On mothers,
y'all
don't listen
to
me.
Because you ain't show up to the talk.
Because I'm not. if you think that after, first of all, I don't care what time of day it is, what I'm doing before or after, don't text me saying we need to talk. Because we can talk now.
No, you said, I'm respecting you. You said you don't like to talk while you're doing your shift.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You said you don't like to talk while you're at work.
You finna be petty.
No, I'm not. I just said we need to
talk. And you know we don't need to talk.
We could be having a talk about the damn trash that we take out.
I'm not going
to
keep talking about it. You took it out, right?
No, but about future behavior.
Oh, girl. You think I'm going to talk about that every day? Fuck that trash and this conversation you trying to have.
We just need to talk, yo.
No, we don't. And
yes,
I,
we do.
I might send back, no, we don't.
I'm going to block you already.
So we don't need to talk then.
You come in the door and be like, just please have a seat.
And I'm going to say no.
Please
what the
have
fuck
a
is,
seat.
No.
Step into my office.
No.
Yikes.
Because it gives off, I'm in trouble with my mom type shit.
But if you didn't do nothing to be in trouble, then why are you scared?
But you got
to
understand.
Because you're a liar.
No, think about this. No, think about this.
I'm thinking about you being a liar.
That's fine. Think about this. Lost my complete train of thought.
Because you can think about your lie.
No, say what you just said again.
We need to talk.
Okay. If it was something that important, or if we're in trouble, I think you're talking about we're in trouble.
But you're not in trouble. We just need to talk.
I'm not in trouble in my man brain. But anything that you don't like, deem disrespectful, rude, anything, now I'm in trouble because you set the standard for trouble.
But don't you preach on this podcast about communication?
No, you can say whatever you want to, but say it right now.
No, because you already.
And don't lean over like, I got him. You don't have me.
I listened. You told me you don't like to be all on the phone, texting and shit while you're at work. I'm respecting what you're telling me.
If you say that we need to talk, I guarantee you it's not about what's for dinner later. I can guarantee you it's not.
It could be. You don't know what it's about.
So basically you're saying if it's that serious, we need to talk about it right then and there. No need to wait about it.
Right.
But
no need to wait. Don't tell
like
me
that.
We need. No.
So now you want me to not listen to black men when they
if
tell me
if we
what they
honestly
need
to talk, then you need. Yes, it's okay to break a rule if you desperately need to talk.
No, I'm being respectful. You told me you like to just walk
Liz,
and listen to your podcast. I'm being respectful.
Liz.
I'm listening when black men are talking.
Have I ever said here that we could not talk at that moment if you needed to talk? I never said we could not. I said, no, I prefer not to text all goddamn day.
Exactly.
Long.
So I'm being respectful.
It's a preference. Right. But if you need to
I'm
talk
respecting
to me,
your preference. Talk to,
you're bullshitting me right now. That's how I know ain't shit wrong. And I'm glad I sent back, no, we don't.
You blocked and ain't gonna come
I sent back, no, we don't.
It's blocked and ain't come through.
Oh, all right. Well, well
we
shit.
When you walk in the door.
No, we not.
Yes, we are.
About what?
You're not gonna come home? Because then we're gonna have a bigger conversation.
It's my house, right?
It's our house.
Nah, I'm coming home.
Yeah, we're gonna talk.
You can talk. You can talk to your head.
You know what I'm gonna do.
Blows
when you
up.
Come in the house, you gonna be like, take a shower. I'm gonna pick the lock, nope. The bathroom, and sit on the toilet.
I'm gonna sit right there. No. I'll come right in. Cause I'm pretty sure you're gonna be standing at the door looking goofy in the face.
I'm gonna see you on the ring camera when you pull up.
I walk in. I'm doing my regular degular walk in.
Right, because
go to the kitchen,
wrong.
Get something to drink. Boom,
and I'm
gonna
let you do all that. We just need to talk. All
right, bet. No, matter of fact,
but you already triggered when you
come
in the door.
I'm chilling. I might summon you. Come on, let's talk.
You just said you was
going
to
make
say
it
no
good. No, fuck it. Make it good. I best to be in all types of trouble now.
He going
to
engage.
But now, why
in the
do you
bullshit?
Have to be in trouble?
You made me wait all day to say for an.
The talk could be I'm pregnant.
Send it.
No, I don't want you to like fall. Let a dog bite your
I know you now, yo. It's not like you're a strange woman. I know you. You're my woman. If you're pregnant, just say I'm fucking pregnant. Don't say we need to talk. Bitch, we not 16.
We
don't scare
talk.
Me.
Why are you scared if you didn't do nothing wrong?
If I was 16 and you hit me with the I'm pregnant, I'm petrified. Well, here we are, 30 plus, and you scared to tell me, did I tell you I ain't want to have any more kids? That we need to talk about? And now your ass pregnant? I knew I did that to you. I knew I did it. But my thing is,
I didn't want you to get hurt.
Don't tell me we need to talk. You need to talk when you need to talk.
I want to just get it off your chest right then and there.
Now you got me waiting an entire shift to get home for you saying,
babe, I'm pregnant.
Well, I know that. Then fuck all that prerequisite conversation bullshit. Tell me what you want to talk about.
So it is indeed a trigger. Like
just say what
said.
You want to talk about. I hate okay. this shit.
Okay.
I think we need. But hey, listen.
Okay. It is a trigger, like she said, ladies.
It's either you talk to me that. Now or I'm going to text you. No, we don't.
Okay.
Copy.
Set the scene.
All
right.
Lord.
So. Y'all, it's like a build up for me. We started gentle. We had to build it up.
Oh, my God.
Now the shots is coming out the blicky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the blicky.
The blicky is out. Go ahead, Kay.
We can say we go out to dinner, get saucy. Go out to dinner, get saucy. Come home. Foreplay. Boom. We go to have sex. Afterwards. Afterwards, I look at you and say,
y'all might be pissed off too.
You could do so much better than that.
Killed him.
You could Marked do so him. Much better than that. Marked After him. We done both got sauced up, we done had good foreplay. Good foreplay. You think you laying that shit down?
You sweating
I'm
everything.
Faking moans just to build your ego. Afterwards, you like, yeah, because I killed your shit. And I'm like, I mean, you could do so much better. Like, come on now.
I don't know how long.
You're the fucking devil.
I don't know how long we've been together, right?
Long enough that she felt comfortable.
I'm saying no. We've been together for quite some time. I'm assuming, according to this story.
Mm-hmm.
And in this story, I, on one night, sauced up, was unable to satisfy your needs and desires to the max.
Not like you usually do.
So I usually am able to do that.
Yeah sauced up or
oh,
not.
Oh, so you're telling me just I had an off game.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you thought you killed that shit.
I'm going to sleep, man. I'm going to bed. All right, you can talk to my back. I mean, if I ain't killing, I know it's fucked up. Because I'm I'm drunk. So it's like.
So men don't want honest communication. Well, we know you like to be lied to, but for
no,
men
listen,
in general.
No, seriously.
Men don't want honest communication.
And now, in all fairness. If I don't please you sexually, don't waste both of our times. Tell me that I'm not so that either I can do better or not do it again.
Okay.
Like, let's get that out. Don't have me fucking you for 6 months and I ain't really doing nothing.
Okay.
That's crazy. Don't have me.
Oh, no. Fucking for 6 months and you're not doing nothing. You're wasting both of our time.
Then that's what I'm saying. Like, tell me.
After two, you're going back to the lot.
After one, you
no, you are giving at least two. I'll give a guy two chances.
I mean, because
the first time he might be super excited, so the game might be off. That's why I would give him another chance.
I'll think about it. If we vibe good enough to give him another chance,
well,
maybe
to hit once, we gotta vibe. The vibes have to be there to hit the first time.
I'm cool with you telling me, all right. Okay. But I wouldn't even say, hey, yo, I killed your shit just then. That's wild. That's some wild
shit.
Well,
not even say it like that. But you know how afterwards you're having sex, maybe you cleaning up, she cleaning up, and y'all just start joking about whatever y'all did during sex.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I had a nigga one time after sex, like, I got up to go to the bathroom, and he was like, made you limp, hon. I was like, no, I went to physical therapy today. Like, my leg was hurting, yo.
All right, can we have a real conversation? You hate niggas.
Hate niggas.
You don't like anything. You don't like anything. No, you don't.
I do. I'm trying to communicate with you. I'm trying to be a good woman.
The things
out here
that you say.
Yo, because why would you say that?
You could have made your own list. Your shit, you didn't even need this list. You say some ridiculous shit.
Killed your shit, huh? No, I was in physical therapy.
What
today.
Why the fuck did you have to say that?
Why the fuck would you say you thought you killed my
because
shit?
Because you were limping.
And I went to physical therapy today.
Oh my God, that shit is hilarious. Oh my gosh.
You put it down
other
times. You
just burst his ego.
You put it down other times, but you could have done better than that.
And you have.
That's crazy that you would do that off the off game one time. Women are mean. Yo, y'all are just mean people.
Y'all probably make us mean.
Y'all some
y'all
mean,
do. Niggas
y'all
make us
mean people, yo.
Because, like, I'm pretty mean. Sure it's not just, oh, we want to be mean, so we, well.
If a woman, if I got her to go pee, no, matter of fact, I ain't even going to say it. I'm chilling.
If you got her to go pee, you limping.
Go ahead and cook.
Make some lasagna.
I'm not, no, because that would have been, the whole comment just would have been a pause. And I just don't
pause for what?
I just don't want to know what I'm saying. No, to the other men, to the other men that hear it, like, yo, that's crazy.
They
that
like
you
to
said
get pegged if you know what get saying? Out of bed limping.
You know what I'm saying?
A little butt play.
What?
Just a little bit. I don't do it because
I don't.
You got
another one.
You got
more.
Yeah, no, I got another one.
You don't like men.
I love men.
No, you don't.
I'm nice to men.
You say some wild shit to men. You hate niggas.
Love men.
No, yo, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
I'm very sweet. Just, you going to get whatever you get off the rip, though.
Fucking Sour Patch
Kid. Someone told me once that I was so short because I came from hell. I hear it all the time.
Well, that is so rude.
Yo, I hear it all the fucking time, and I be sending back little devil emojis, too. Like,
well, you kind of hear the shit she say to Ben, so.
Yo, you see the shit, the Elmo with the fire behind it? That's my favorite little shit.
That
I be like,
hilarious.
And again.
Yeah, I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. Okay. Hate but I'm sweet
me.
On the inside.
Hate me.
Anywho, the next one. Yo, I say this shit all the time. Juice, me and you together.
Okay.
You're going outside to go shovel the snow. I told you it was ice. I said, yo, it's ice out there. You're going to want to put some salt on it. And you was like, yo, it's just fucking snow. I'm watching this shit all day. And I'm like, all right, yo, it's ice out there. I'm watching you on the green camera. And you bust your ass and slide down the hill. I'm opening the patio door and I'm saying, I told you so.
All right, now see, here's the thing about that. I'm cool with that. If we cool in our relationship like that. Now, if you finna open the door and just be a bitch, and you want to rub it in my face,
oh, baby,
face,
I'm uploading that ring video to Facebook.
But see, look
at his dumb
ass. But see, that's funny.
Like, I told him so.
I'm cool with that. Like, that type shit, okay. I'm cool with.
So you don't mind the I told you so?
No, I don't. Because I don't give a fuck. Because I'm going to tell you so all the time. You ain't going to listen, and that's just going to be our thing.
Opening a patio door to say it is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you at the bottom of the hill.
Why are you not in the bed? The fuck why out? You not in the bed somewhere?
Because like, I was watching you on the fucking camera on my phone. Sleep. What's your ass?
Because
I had to oversee you to make sure you were good. Clearly.
Right. I didn't want you to dive.
Clearly, because you bust your ass.
Down the hill, too.
And also, I knew I would be right, so I had to make sure.
So I had to make sure you knew. I knew I was right. You knew I was
y'all
right.
Y'all hate men.
No, no, no.
Yes, y'all do.
We be trying to make y'all better. That's why we be telling
you.
No,
the fuck y'all. Okay.
No,
all right.
No,
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 no, no,
no, no, no.
Look, listen. When a woman says something, like if a man comes to me and goes, I'm considering cutting my beard.
Saying no.
And I'm like, you probably shouldn't cut your beard. It's probably not a good look. And then you do it anyway, and you're like, I don't get no bitches. I told you so.
I'm not supposed to get any bitches. You my bitch.
No, I'm saying be my friend. I say I told you so across the board. Male, female.
Oh.
Females, well, like, I be cooking for him and I be picking up his kids and then he gonna make me his girlfriend and when he pop up with the other bitch, I be like,
one.
I be like, I told you so.
No, she a good bitch.
I tell everybody.
I like
I
her.
I told you so is a universal shit for me.
I like her.
Man, woman.
She did mad shit.
When Kyle asked me doing my stupid girl. Shit, I be like, damn, Kyle, stupid ass, told you so.
Everybody.
My child. Every time I have it with my child, yo, she busts her ass. So she got a little slide in her bed. I told her she was taking the pillow and then laying flat and sliding down the slide.
Yeah. Like
and I said,
slid.
Yo, I said, you going to hit your fucking head. And she was like, no, mommy, I been doing anything. Yo, I'm in my room.
And then she is a mom.
Minding my business. I hear.
Damn, she rolled over that motherfucker.
So what happened was, The pillow, instead of going straight down, fell off the side.
Oh, shit. Did she fall with the pillow?
Hell yeah. Bust her ass. Yo, I got up from my bed nice and calmly, walked in there. She on the floor looking stupid. Like she don't know. Yeah. I said, no, don't start crying, baby sis. Right. I told you so.
See, and so glad. I'm a childish person. So if my little cousin, little sister did that shit, I walk in the room and laugh so hard in their face.
Don't cry now.
Because come on now. You knew better, and I told you.
I'm the person of, like, no words when, like, things happen.
What you get?
When I told you that it would happen, I just look at you.
Your face says, I told you so. Yep. That was the I told you show with your
close
eyes.
Close that door right back.
Like, this ain't got nothing to do with me at this point. Told
you. All right, Kay, you got your last one?
No, you can go ahead.
All right, so my last one, I'll set the scene. You know, me and Juice, we together. I done clowned him a couple times, you know, because he be doing dumb ass shit. He don't be taking out the trash. And then Juice is laying in the bed. He's like, yo, like, what's wrong with us? What is wrong with you? And then I look him dead in his eyes and I say, you know what, babe? You just don't make me happy anymore. You just don't make me happy anymore.
You would probably laugh dead in your face.
You just don't make, we're having a serious, if you laugh in my fucking face, now we fighting.
Gotta be fighting.
You just don't make me happy
anymore.
You
gotta be fighting.
Not gonna laugh.
You just don't make me happy anymore,
but
babe.
I'm gonna say funny things.
Okay. You think it's a joke?
No.
My feelings are a fucking joke.
No,
his defense mechanism is jokes.
Hear me out.
That's why we need to talk.
Hear me out.
You can't change someone's defense mechanism.
I don't make you feel happy.
Anymore.
My response. Come on, no. We can act. This is going to be okay, as good right, as a Tyler Perry movie.
You just don't make me happy all right, anymore.
Damn, that's crazy. Where the fuck this come from?
You know, I've been having to do shit myself. I be asking to take out the trash. You used to take out the trash.
It's about now some trash, don't. My nigga.
No. And then I told you I wanted to talk, right? And then, like.
And we talked.
No, we didn't talk because you came so home you about and to talk ignored now. Me. I already talked. I told you just don't make me happy anymore.
All right, so I don't make you happy. So what you finna do?
Well, I think you should leave.
Who house is this?
It's our house.
All right.
All right. One of us is going to be homeless.
I'm not going to be homeless. Right, you're not happy no more. We'll find another room to lay in.
Because you don't make me happy anymore. Why should I leave? Because you.
Because you're the one that's not happy. I'm good.
You asked.
I asked what?
You asked me what was wrong.
Okay.
Why the fuck would you ask what's wrong and then not do nothing about it?
What the fuck
so
are
you just
talking
wasting
about?
My time, huh?
See, that's what I'm saying.
You're just wasting my time.
I'm like, what the fuck are
why
you
fuck,
talking
why
about
the
right
fuck
now?
Why the fuck would you ask me what's wrong?
You knew you lost that early wrong. In the argument that you go all over the place that quick.
No, because you asked me
I
what's
was
wrong.
I got your ass.
You
on
asked
the ropes.
Me what was wrong.
I had you on the ropes and you went, what the fuck are you talking about?
You asked me what was wrong and I told you.
That argument would have been over so quick.
Because you would have left.
No, left the room?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
That's it. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving this door. You can text him right here. You don't
I
have
am.
To hide it from
I'm gonna,
me.
I'm gonna send a DM like
you don't have to.
So handsome.
Yo, you do not have to create an argument to want to text a nigga next to me.
No,
him, girl.
I'm not create no argument text to text him.
Girl. Text him, girl. Text that handsome man. The fuck?
He probably made me happy. Yo, why would you ask me?
Hold
like,
on, this is,
no,
you just told
real.
Me that in
I'm
an argument.
I'm a little triggered.
You just told me this in an
no,
argument.
Because why do men ask when women tell? They like, so what the fuck you want me to do about that? Why would you ask?
Ask what? Because y'all want to. Because y'all want to keep talking.
Why do men ask what's wrong?
I just told you.
No, because we want to keep talking.
Yes.
You asked the question.
Right. So
you could have stopped talking. We could have been watching Naked.
You
and
weren't going to stop talking and watch TV.
I'm no longer talking. And then you're.
So why did
in the
you
bed,
bring
like,
it up?
Because you asked me.
This whole day has been annoying.
No. So what happened is y'all chilling in a bed. You could tell her. Energy is off, like she not as giddy or whatever as she usually
no
is
vibes.
Like y'all not talking like y'all usually do or just y'all not doing what y'all usually do right. So you're like, babe, you good? Like what's been going on? Because like I see you've been moving a little different or like you not acting the same. Something's up. What's wrong?
Okay.
And that's anymore. How that conversation gets started.
You just don't make me happy anymore.
Damn, that's crazy, man. I ain't hold you. That's crazy. I thought I was on my thing. I thought I was holding. Thought I was holding the fort down. I don't.
I'm not happy anymore.
So where do we go from here?
Are you gonna try to make me happy?
You gotta tell me what's gonna make you happy.
I wish you'd take out the trash more often.
That's it. Again, this has That's been an annoying ass day. This is about. I didn't make you happy because of the trash. You're over dramatic, and I'm sure.
No, you know what it is. I think when women get to that point and they focus on just one thing, it's like because you keep saying you're gonna do stuff. And then you don't. So the trash is just the latest thing. But it could be things like, yo, you told me. You asked to borrow my car because you a bum, right? You gonna make enough money.
Why am I your nigga? That's
a
so bum.
I love you.
Oh, you're still
a
nigga's
you.
A bum.
Because I love you. Because I love you.
Are you subconsciously saying you love bums?
Not my
ass. That's what I'm saying.
I do like raising a man. But I ain't gonna hold you. Like, but he gotta already be like a little bit grown.
No, you raising him.
No, he can't be like borrow my car type of. I do. I like making a man better. Like, when I first started dealing with a man, he'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, oh, okay. And if you start doing X, Y, Z, I'll be like, I need you.
Yo, we can share some of these gender roles. You can take the trash out too.
I did take it out because I said I'm going to do it myself.
All right, next week I got you.
But you haven't.
That's next week ain't here yet. You don't know that.
I got to the point where I took it out myself.
But I get
haven't
that.
Been doing it.
Right, but then
so
there's
you,
next
week.
So did you
think there's a trash fairy been moving the trash?
No, it's just been your ass.
Why the fuck you ain't take the trash out?
Because I forgot.
That's fuck I'm not having no more. And your ass can't come right. to fucking Croatia because you
sleep,
don't make enough money.
That's fine. Go to sleep.
I am. Get the fuck out of my room.
You tired, yo. You tired.
I'm not tired. I'm not a kid.
You're tired.
Screw you.
I turn the TV off. Go to sleep, man. You're wild.
Screw you.
Turning the TV off on a grown person telling them to go to sleep is
yeah, I'm fucking leaving.
Crazy.
It's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Matter of fact, not even homeboy.
What did you say?
I'm pulling up on your mama. I am that type of person.
And do what?
If I'm upset, yo, I can't tell you the number of times I've called my ex's mother because you done pissed me off.
And said what?
Let me tell you what your son did.
Let me tell you something.
Didn't take out the fucking trash. I'm
going to tell my mother the same thing I told you. Get the hell out of my face. Get the hell out my face. Stay.
I'm gonna call your mama like this is not the man you raised.
Over some trash?
The trash is the accumulation.
Well,
you done other shit.
You should have been
like
told
borrowed
me.
My car and not put gas in it. Like told me you was gonna send me some lunch money and then not send me the lunch money.
Damn, come on. This is all nut shit.
Told me you got me on payday and then you don't got me on
got
payday.
Got you for what?
Cause I let you go with some, I have some cash in my wallet. You need a cash for whatever
so
reason.
I gotta pay you back?
Hold up. No,
you don't have to. You said,
oh,
you said, babe, you have some cash on you. I said, yeah, I got $40. He's like, oh, let me get that cash, and then I'll send it to you when I get paid. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm understanding.
I forgot. I can't forget.
I remind you.
Only women are perfect and remember everything.
I'm going to remember my money.
Well, yeah.
I'm never gonna
only women are perfect and can remember everything.
I have a random question.
Do you?
Oh.
Yeah. I was trying to be on my Alex shit. I was looking it up, but then I got sidetracked.
You know what we should do for
the edible is edible in.
Oh,
no, y'all go ahead.
Okay.
So you have a random question?
Yeah. Well, actually, okay. I have a random question, and I have a would you rather.
Okay. All right. Kay. Kay on her shit.
I'm
she said,
you,
Alex,
I was
you
trying
ain't
to take
come
a,
back.
I was trying to take, not take his place, because. No. Not do that.
Ooh. She said, your mama ain't got no nipples.
Y'all are both stupid as hell. Anyways, okay. I'm the substitute. For Alex today.
Mm-hmm.
This first one is wild. Well, kind of, sort of. Would you rather drink a shot of pee or a shot of semen?
What?
Random semen? Like, do I know whose semen it is?
You don't know the person whose semen or pee it is.
Oh.
Yeah, shoot me dead. Go ahead and put a bullet
in
me.
How you start choking? You're not doing it right now, babe.
Just go ahead and put a bullet in me.
I think we'll go with pee because pee is sterile.
What? No, it's urine.
So you can take a shot of semen.
It's probably pine salt. You like a yellow.
So you taking a shot of semen?
No. Yeah. I said put a bullet in me.
That's not an option.
Except for you, it ain't.
This is Alexander rules. It's no blicky over here.
No, fuck
this,
that.
This is Saul style.
All right, then I'm drinking the urine, man. All right.
What you doing, Kay? Random semen. I do a nasty hoe. I'm gonna take that shot of random semen.
I'm gonna just take the shot of semen.
Random semen.
But semen, it's random pee.
But semen, like, different semen got different tastes. Like,
oh, okay. We're not doing that.
No, I mean, it applies for guys too. Like, women be having different tastes. So, like,
we're not. I don't care that you gave me my turn. We're not doing
it. It can be random squirt.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Keep that shit. Don't explain nothing about it.
Random semen. That shit could taste like fucking battery acid. And I think so STDs are spread in semen.
I think so. Yeah.
I think STDs are spread in semen.
Well, I was talking about like clean.
Oh, you ain't
clean.
Say, oh, now you got candy.
No, she doing Alex.
That's exactly
what Alex would do.
You have to.
He would change it up.
Exactly. You can't add nothing. Yeah.
Well, if it's clean, then I'll take like the clean semen. At that point, I'm not taking. I mean, pee probably won't say. I've never swallowed pee. I'm not.
Me neither. I don't want to.
But I feel like I probably want to have a taste. Like if it's clean, it's probably.
I would hope not.
I was about to say. You tasted pee.
How?
You like girls, don't you?
Oh.
I don't like to eat coochie.
Huh?
I don't like to eat coochie. No.
You never did it, though?
I did it twice. It's an acquired taste that I have not acquired.
You tasted pee.
I was an acquired
taste. You tasted a little pee-pee.
On the clit?
You tasted a little pee-pee.
Oh.
You put your mouth in that cookie.
Not necessarily.
She could
have cleaned right before him.
Yeah,
I feel
dog.
Like women do. Women be using like down there wipes. We be getting ready. It be niggas that do. It be niggas that do two shakes and get in the car.
I feel you though.
They done two shakes at the bar all night.
I hear you though. I don't believe that.
And you get in the car and the niggas is like, "Can I get some head on the way home?" It probably be pee on there.
No, but no, it's different. I feel like it's different though, because women, y'all pee. Y'all know how y'all use the bathroom.
And then you wipe.
I get that.
Are you with women who aren't wiping?
I may have been a time of day, a time or two. Because now that I think back to it, you know what I mean? I ain't going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
Do you have a question? Is it gay if a nigga tab the tip of his...
Yeah, if you got to ask that?
No.
If you have to ask that, then typically, yeah.
If they dab like the tip of their dick with like a napkin? Because it'd be like pee.
Oh.
That's the question.
Well, what
are you... Did you niggas do that?
Yeah, what you mean? Like, you just want him just manhandle his shit to get there. What are we doing?
Wait, I don't have a penis.
I'm not being rough to myself. No, I think give myself a good old screwdriver.
I think the opposite. I think the opposite of that is not wiping. She's saying, is it
gay
for a man to wipe?
Niggas pee at the urinal and then they shake. But can you take like one little square?
No one is shaking their dick this hard. This is a very hard shake. This is not a light shake. You just you shook it like it was like a flathead screwdriver.
So how do you make sure all the pee is like out the tube?
Yo, you know what I mean? Just give it a quick. You know
what, what is that?
You really not doing any jawing motion.
So how do you make sure all the pee is out of the tube?
Okay.
I imagine it like a straw, right? You know, ladies, like you wash a straw and you shake.
No, why the fuck are you shaking a straw? Because your sink, the sink is down.
Yeah, you shaking it down.
You're shaking it in there. No. Okay, listen.
So what I'm imagining with guys pee. I've never watched a male pee.
Liz.
I'm imagining.
You're driving me to drink.
I'm imagining you got the dick in your hand, you finish peeing, and I'm imagining you do a little shake, like a.
Okay.
Like a. You know, just to
that
clear.
Is enough.
Just to clear the. Clear
okay.
The tube.
Okay. The urethra.
Yes, that tube.
Okay, gotcha.
So do y'all shake or not?
We don't shake as hard as you shook.
But you shake.
But we give it a little. Amen. It's real slight. It's not jarring.
Then I've definitely kinda tasted like pee before. Flick? Then I've definitely tasted pee before, because if that's what the fuck y'all doing,
definitely
it's still pee in the dick.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No matter how many times you wipe, you're going to put it back in your junk. And you're going to get a little pee-pee on your box. Because you ain't let it finish.
And you were done.
Sometimes. You were done with the heavy stream.
But, then they, if
but
you
sometimes
if you shook it
those
harder,
lakes
it would
and
come
rivers.
Out. Like if you shook it harder, if you went like.
No. Because it's still, everything still has to travel downward.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, the dick can be pointed towards the ground and you just shake.
But you're
shake.
Not jawing it like that. Like
thank,
you,
the Lord, thank the Lord I had a little girl, because I'd be out here teaching my son.
No,
you shake.
You actually wouldn't do it because it's innate.
To shake.
We just know. You know what I'm saying? Like once you get potty trained, you just know. That's it from there.
So no,
because you're going to be playing with it anyway. So you're going to know how you going to know your shake you threshold.
Playing with your pissy ass.
Boys play with their penis.
Yeah, unfortunately.
From
like
from birth.
Babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, yo. If I was a nigga, I play with my shit all the time. Be like, helicopter.
Do you know how hard you got to swing to be a helicopter?
Yo, do you know how much fun that shit would be?
I don't think you understand how sensitive a dick is.
We don't.
We don't have one.
Have you ever seen a video of a girl doing fracture. A helicopter with her titty?
And I feel like that's painful a little bit if they're big.
I mean, not necessarily.
Because it's just like, like, I feel like, you know, the motion
the
don't
weight.
Hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no, it's like inertia. So like once like it starts going around, like it just keeps going.
I beg your pardon?
Inertia. Like, you know, when you have when you have water.
Got you. No, and I just want to make sure I heard inertia.
Yeah,
I
inertia.
Sure. I got you. No, because I know exactly what that is. I just want to make sure you said that so I can see it.
So would the dick not also do that? You know how y'all be making it jump? I mean, y'all should make it helicopter.
It's not that it can't do
yo,
that.
How
I
big
just
of a dick y'all? Like, what?
I know.
I feel like you're talking about a big dick. Y'all talking about a big dick nigga right here, Paul.
Yeah, I want my dick to touch my belly button and my, like, not my kneecap, because that shit might hurt. But when you push it up, I
want to. That's a lot of.
Why you want so much dick?
What the hell?
Because I want to helicopter that shit. What do you mean?
Like, you don't want to fuck bitches. You just want to play. You want to play transportation with it?
If I. A fucking dick. When I tell y'all the type of shit, I walk around in one of those thongs with like the elephant nose.
Goodbye.
Yo, I would have so much fucking fun.
Like, you gotta make it. No, you know what?
Yes, just like that. Helicopter. No, even if you had a small dick.
What,
like
you
this,
been
still,
every time I see you got that, what is that?
This is the sound thing for Kyle, so he stopped barking. That's why he's not barking.
Oh.
So I feel like even if my dick was this size.
Is that the reason why he's not barking, or was it because Alex not here?
No, because he was working at Juice too.
Yeah, no, he was working earlier.
Yeah, he don't.
But then
like
I was like,
voices.
Kyle has been very quiet. I'm not going.
That's
lie.
Why. Yeah, he don't like the sound of the thing.
Yes,
you got, you know, gotcha. Anywho. The Lord knew what he was doing, not giving me a dick.
Damn, I wish I had a sound effect for this whole thing that just happened right
oh,
now.
Oh, no.
God, I wish.
Like a helicopter sound?
Yeah. That
anywho,
was
did you have
so
a, did
good.
You have
please don't
thing?
Ever do that.
Helicopter.
Y'all, I feel like women, if y'all ever had the opportunity to have penises, y'all would be idiots.
Yo, women with without straps, you doubt. See how they be playing with them.
Y'all
yo.
Be complete idiots.
Yo, women with straps are my favorite people in the fucking world.
No.
Don't choke on it. Who go?
Oh, pause. Hey. Pause.
Yo.
Pause.
Hey,
he
yo.
Was taking a shot.
Extreme pause.
He was taking
super
a shot.
Super duper pause.
I could
when he almost
deluxe
choked
pause.
On the liquor.
Didn't we just talk about how I pass
mad
up no
pause.
Opportunities? How I pass up no
damn.
Opportunities?
Another pause.
I am an equal smoke.
Provider. Still pausing.
I keep the blicky.
Pause.
I keep the blicky.
Pause. Because when okay, you were telling you were saying how you love a certain group of people.
Yes, women who wear straps and then they be playing with like it's a real dick, like it's not a plastic dick. Like they be trying to have the print like.
Oh, what about the bitches that actually wear it outside?
Yo, the ones that wear it and they be grabbing it. Like I'm like, what are you? Is your plastic you itchy? Like what is the fuck is going on here?
Having to readjust.
They be readjusting the shit, and I'm like, you can just remove it. You don't have to readjust. It.
You don't have to be uncomfortable, Boogie. Just
you can
take
just take
it off.
You can just literally take it off.
Somehow, some way.
Oh shit!
We always end an episode with talking about a certain group of people.
Yeah.
So. We want to wrap this up. We ain't told people where they can find. If y'all
what do you
about.
Mean?
Oh yeah. Before we close out this episode, if you like the jokes and the giggles, feel free to follow the pod on all streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I think you can listen to it on the website somewhere. Make sure you follow us at our. Gonna shoot in the middle of my sentence.
No, this I'm giving you big ups.
Okay, sure, yeah. Make sure you follow us on our IG and our Twitter. It will be listed in the description of this episode. Y'all had a good time.
I had a great time. And listen, and in honor. Oh God,
what? Are you,
I got more jokes.
Go ahead. One last joke for the
and
road.
In honor of Alex and his group of friends, because it would be disrespectful if I said their names. You can't do nothing. These names is like the what is it? The Anupinata, you know what I'm saying? like the Illuminati, like the, for the newts, for real. But listen, man, much love, much respect, and I want y'all to get y'all stroll on.
Hey.
Y'all hear this shit?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Shoulder dip. The wrist thing. And clap.
It's a slap, not a clap. Y'all are terrible. We still riding on chrome. We still pulling off. This is an Average Joe Media Production.